Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com and is here to go over the charts for the week of April 30th to May 4th, 2012. After Talkers does a great job of listening to lots of radio programs, radio stations, radio hosts. And the study is done of the 10 hot hits. And so Michael's got that story here for us now, starting at number 10.
All right, let's go with it. At number 10, we have sports, including Major League Baseball action and the very exciting NBA and NHL playoffs. At number 9, we have the EPA versus the gas and oil industries. At number 8, we have the North Korea nukes. At number 7, Eurozone jitters. At number 6, the Eric Holder contempt order. At number 5, the John Edwards trial. At 4, the Junior Seau death. At number 3, Obama visits Afghanistan and bin Laden documents released. At number 2, the Chinese activist case. And number 1 is the 2012 presidential race, which will be with us for a number of months to come. And then either Barack Obama will be the most talked about person for the next 4 years, or Mitt Romney will be the most talked about person for the next 4 years, as it seems. At number 10 on the people chart, Newt Gingrich saying sayonara. At number 9, Al Armendariz. At number 8, Eric Holder and Daryl Issa. At number 7, John Edwards. At number 6, Junior Seau. Osama bin Laden at 5, Hillary Clinton at 4. At number 3, Chen Guangcheng. At number 2, Mitt Romney. At number 1, Barack Obama. And there you have a snapshot of the, as you would call it, the hottest hits, both topic-wise and people-wise, on News Talk Radio this past week.
All right, so let's talk about the death of Junior Seau. You're a big football fan. A lot of people in sports talk radio and in the general what we call issue-oriented talk radio have glommed on to this. Some of the News Talk television shows have as well. Many people are afraid to talk about the NFL because it involves, along with these games and the promotional stuff that are tied with it, billions and billions and billions of dollars. Don't want to rock the boat. But it seems to even the most casual observer, Michael, unless you're brain dead, that this is a very dangerous sport, a very dangerous game. There are now 1,500-plus lawsuits from former players against the NFL. God knows what's happening to the students at college and to those who are even in the high school level who are not getting the benefit of protection. And the parents, I think, are irresponsible for letting their children play now that there's so much information about this. But the colleges will step all over you. The NFL will try to sue you. There are all kinds of things here that are just about money. And so I'm interested.
I have no financial connections whatsoever to the NFL, so I can speak, you know, unfettered by fear. Other than I'm a huge football fan, and in some ways I'm embarrassed to admit it because football is a violent, brutal, dangerous sport.
Yep.
And that's why I say I'm embarrassed to admit that I love watching football, as do many people. Modern-day NFL football is the equivalent of the Roman gladiators. We pay these people a lot of money, and they go out and they entertain us on a level that is just absolutely off the charts, and they suffer for it. The deaths and the destruction, the disease, the illness, the aftermath of playing a professional football career, the statistics are staggeringly awful. The big problem is they're role models for college, high school, and even younger, down to little kids playing the little league versions of football. And they, of course, emulate the big stars and the big leagues, and they have even less protection. So it's very important that parents understand this, because parents really haven't understood it that long. And unless something is done to maintain the excitement of the sport, the intelligence of the sport, the athleticism of the sport, but to remove the brutality of it, if this can be done, I think we're at a crossroads that may mark the beginning of the end of football in America. That's an amazingly profound statement to make, and I'm sure people are going to roll their eyes and go, oh, gosh. But I'm telling you, it's true. It's that dangerous. And It's like boxing times, of, you know, 10,000, because you don't have that many boxing matches going on as you have football players and football games. And the money that's attached to it is extraordinary. But please don't interpret this as me saying that I'm against football. I love football. I hope that this problem can be solved. On how do you keep the game exciting, action-packed, you know, the chess aspect of it, the strategy aspect of it, and the athleticism of it, without these young men having their lives destroyed or eliminated?
Man, that's a pretty horrible statement on what society likes, though. It's like the gladiators and the Christians and the lions and whatever other things that have been done in the past to entertain human beings that are supposedly at the top of the development chain. I think there is much in what you've said, and whether it is the end of it or not, I don't wish for that. But I also do not wish for people to be suffering in the name of entertainment and enjoyment. If that's what we are about as a human race, I think it's despicable, frankly. That's my own read.
We really have to do some soul searching as a species. We really do.
Yeah.
And again, I'm part of it. I'm not saying.
Well, I think, Michael, you can go even further. I mean, look at the political realities that we, our business is all about for the most part, or at least the most successful stations to this point for the last 20 years or so, have been the aggressive, angry, very limited in scope stations that deal with issues, and they cast aside in an indignant, rather arrogant way those who don't agree with them, which is all well and good. But what has it taught us? Where are we? You know, we, again, like to think of ourselves as this group, this species that's above fish, shall we say, or cattle, or you know, whatever other things, dogs. I don't see where any of the dogs have dog fights, and people fight like dogs.
It gets philosophical, and you know, it's dangerous to get philosophical in commercial media in America, but let's just do it for a second. The quest that humanity faces from the beginning of time till now is how to rise above our animal nature.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we have to be true to human nature, at the same time rise above it. We have to self-improve while remaining human. And that is an incredibly difficult thing. Now, other animals don't self-improve. They just continue, or they physically evolve, or they get extinct. We are the only species that I could see out there that actually has progressed. You know, dogs, if you leave dogs on their own, they will not eventually invent wheels and build cars.
Mm-hmm.
We're peculiar in that regard. So we do mark some type of a crossroads in the evolutionary species of life. But I think that we are faced with the challenge of how to go forward and listen to our better angels than to listen to our demons, and somehow improve past this point that we're so damn self-destructive without losing the aggressiveness that makes us dominate our environment and thus survive to the next level.
And perhaps
philosophy.
More successful in business and things like that. More conversation. We're into the world of talk radio, the talk media. It's Michael Harrison, the editor of Talkers.com here on The Countdown.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
To help keep diabetes in control, minimizing high and low blood sugars is key. But for the nearly 26 million Americans with diabetes, this can be a challenge. Now, technology takes blood sugar testing a step further. The new OneTouch Vario IQ is the first and only meter to look for patterns of high and low blood sugar and provide alerts right on the screen. With every test, the meter compares the current result with previous results to identify patterns people may not know exist. Endocrinologist Dr. Steve Edelman.
This tool is particularly valuable for people taking insulin because they're at the greatest risk of experiencing low blood sugar. They also test to adjust their insulin for meals and activity. Now, instead of just treating highs and lows as they happen, the new OneTouch Vario IQ meter helps people identify patterns so they can look for root causes. Then, they can take action to prevent them in the future.
Dr. Edelman also advocates a healthy diet and exercise to help manage diabetes. For more information, visit OneTouch.com. I'm Lynn Thompson.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that two out of three of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's here in Talkers.com every week to overview some of the hot stories. And then we talk about some of the things going on that do sort of get into the hit parade. Maybe they don't make the top 10, but there are things that come in depth into our minds and they're worth a comment. I think to go one step further, we're talking about football and how it really is at a crossroads. I think there are a lot of things that are at crossroads, even though we're new to bloggers and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. There are things that happen, and they end up being amusing, but they aren't meant to be amusing by people who wrap themselves around it. Take, as an example, Ashton Kutcher doing this commercial for Pop Candy or Pop whatever it is. I don't know, some kind of a product. And he has three different characters that he's playing, and one of them is an Indian. They put brown makeup on him, and some Indian blogger in New York got upset, went online, made a lot of noise about it, and they pulled the ad at this company. I mean, now everybody knows who the company is. I never heard of it before, but now I know. In the meantime, this blogger says that the Indian American population and culture has been debased by this portrait. I mean, it's ridiculous stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this, but are you talking about our unwillingness to...
I'm talking about how foolish we are, what it is that really stirs us up. We don't get upset about men being hurt for life playing football, but we're upset about guy who plays an Indian with black makeup on his face. That's a big deal.
Well, you're bringing up a great point, and that is, we have to get our priorities straight. That's one of the most difficult challenges facing people. Getting our priorities straight. What are we going to worry about? What are we going to consider to be crises? And what are we going to look at as not being that important? We tend to be so off base. And I'm not saying whether I agree or not with the Indian example. But in general, you bring up a very good point. Our priorities are really, really...
crazy. Yeah, they really are. All right. We got lots. We know what our priorities are here for the most part, and that's to talk about the top stories of the week. Talkers.com is the place to go. All kinds of information every day updated. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com here on The Countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for this season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by Cintas. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we continue the overview of some of the items that are on the Talkers charts for this week. It's the week of April 30th to May 4th. Stories include legal ease, legal issues, and the John Edwards trial. Seems to be Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our official attorney here on the Countdown. We talked about the Edwards trial last week. It hasn't gotten any better this week.
No. They're finding out where the sources of the money are. And, you know, the whole thing is kind of sorted. Bunny Mellon was a person who donated $1 million, and much of it she kept secret even from her advisor. She was, you know, quite taken with him. She didn't know specifically where that money was going, but she also wasn't making it as campaign contributions. And so as much as the trial went on and this week, and as much as he continues to appear to be a very, very sleazy guy, I still don't think the prosecution has made enough points yet to get a conviction.
No conviction.
Yep.
Is that your prediction?
That's my prediction at this point, and you know, we'll have to see if they've got some special ace in the hole, but it does seem that the evidence just isn't there. The precedents for this kind of thing just aren't there. I'm not sure what even the motivation here is over this absolutely destroyed politician whose reputation couldn't sink any lower anyway.
Right. All right, speaking of that, or that kind of thinking, the Cleveland Bridge plot. You know, there's always a question when you trap somebody or entrap them. What comes first here? Was the idea to entrap them what really first surfaced before there was really any reason? In other words, they did something, but it looks like they were set up for the whole gig like the FBI. It doesn't look the way I read it anyway, that this was an original idea of theirs. They were, I guess, anarchists, talking all the time about doing this, that, or the other thing, but until the FBI prompted them and gave them the means to do it, I don't see these people were guilty of anything.
Yeah, this entrapment is always a very, very fine line. And if you provide the opportunity for someone otherwise inclined, yes, you can convict with that. But if you are luring someone into committing the crime, that's when they start calling it entrapment. But it is a very, very fine line. You know, if this was people, if these were people that, you know, despite maybe even that inclination, never would have been able to take it that step further, that would be something. And this one's a real close call. They certainly were inclined, and the government provided the opportunity and the facilities for them. And it's hard to predict how a jury would go on this one. Again, I hesitate to say too much because of relying on news reports.
Yeah. But I don't know how reliable those are.
Yeah, I don't think entrapment would probably work as a defense in this one.
Let's see here, the Martin Zimmerman case. If Zimmerman is not guilty of killing this guy, he's certainly guilty of being stupid.
Yeah.
He left his MySpace page where he had all kinds of defamatory things to say about any number of minorities, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's funny because as a lawyer, I'm looking at him as a client's worst nightmare. I mean, he is...
Hides the money, and then all of a sudden he's got enough money. Yeah, but he's basically just stupid.
He's a loose cannon. I mean, yeah. It really does give you a bit of insight into perhaps the kind of person who would overreact in that situation.
Right. Yep.
But, he's definitely a wild one.
We have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Countdown Show. Facebook began organ donor, invitations?
They're facilitating organ donations on Facebook. And, you know, this is something that is near and dear to my heart, and I'm sure it is to yours. We both have a friend whose wife was a recipient donations. And it's a very, very, really important thing. There aren't enough, and I think this is a very positive thing that Facebook...
But some lawyer, someplace is going to find something will go wrong because somebody's mismatched, and they'll go back to Facebook because it's a big ticket item, and they'll sue Facebook for something because they were the middle men.
Well, they'll go. They call it the deep pocket theory. Go after who has the money. But I don't think they'd be successful here.
But it is kind of interesting to look at it.
Yeah.
Something that it's a very simple thing to do legally. And
very much. I have it on my driver's license.
Yeah. So do I. Okay. Number six on the countdown list this week: Eric Holder contempt order. Explain that, will you?
It reminds me very much of Richard Nixon, and where he was trying to assert a presidential privilege. And there are times where the Attorney General can take the position that I cannot function properly, and I do have a protection that's inherent in my job, even if it doesn't turn up in any kind of a statute. Holder is a guy that is barely holding on to this job.
Pardon the pun. Yeah.
You know, I kind of wonder. I certainly wouldn't expect him to be around for a second term if Obama is reelected, but he's had one mistake after another.
Yeah, horrible.
Including how many people, you know, I can't stand Roger Clemens, but the effort that they're making there is just way over the top as far as the money they're committing to it.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with his legal opinions. Check out his website, scamaside.com. He's an expert when it comes to helping you protect yourself from scams. scamaside.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
With our talk radio review, in this hour we have been focused on Afghanistan, and so maybe we need to continue that with your calls at 800-510-8255. There's several aspects to this, going into Afghanistan and having that press conference. Was it just a political stunt? Mary in Illinois likes what the president had to say the other night.
I think that was a good thing he did, and I understand that people's talking about he had to slip in and slip out. Well, under the circumstances, I think that was the best way for him to go over there, that he didn't go over there with a lot of bells and whistles ringing to let them know that he was coming. But I think it's a good thing that he signed some kind of treaty with Afghanistan and don't pull the troops completely from over there and leave them with no one. I don't think they should totally take the lead. I think they should let the Afghanistan people take their own lead and just kind of be there to assist them.
Is this just a distraction? 800-510-8255, Doug@DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Just go to the listen box at DougStephan.com and follow that. There's a lot of trending info on Yahoo and some of the other social sites. The callers continue with Dana in Mississippi now, up next on the countdown.
As a taxpayer of the United States, I am sick and tired of our money going to other countries. I feel like after we get out of there in 2014, that should be it. I am tired of my tax money going for stuff like this. I think it's time we take care of ourselves. We are falling apart here. This country is headed for bankruptcy. If you watch the news continuously, you can see it. It's written on the wall. And this is just absolutely ridiculous. When will this ever be over? I'm a Republican. I was totally for getting bin Laden, and I was totally for retaliation for what was done to us. But I think enough is enough. When will we stop giving our money away?
When do you think we will, if we're giving it away? I'm not sure giving it away, but are we wasting it? 800-510-8255. And then again, there are two different pieces here. The president making that unannounced visit to Afghanistan to meet with President Karzai. And the troops were used as a political backstop for the visit. You all could see that. Does anybody think this stuff through? Are we just all becoming so cynical? Dave in Louisiana, your thoughts on the president's trip to Afghanistan, sir?
I think that it's a good thing that the president has come on television and let the American people know exactly what's going on. You know, you hear the Republicans on the other side screaming about giving timelines. I think that it is important to approach this on a measured approach. We can't just take these troops out and stuff. And these guys would be slaughtered if we just decided to take them out, you know, all at one time. I think the president is doing a great job.
800-510-8255. If you had some knowledge of the region, sir, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, you would see that they have been doing the, as you use the word, slaughter. That's been going on there for millennia. Just the way the tribes are, not that we have to like it. We went in there ostensibly to get bin Laden how many years ago? When September 11th happened, before we went into Iraq? So what has happened in the time between now and, $463 billion or $643 billion later? How many American lives? And what do we have to show for it? What do you know about what we have to show for it? 800-510-8255. Here's Bill in Massachusetts thinking that same thing.
This trip and this document was made and signed for purely political reasons, to give Obama something to talk about for the next 6 months. How many people currently listening have inked something that doesn't even take effect for another 18 months? At best, it has a white line guarantee. As soon as they started to roll and take off, it was over. And all we're going to hear about now is when asked a response of, "Oh, I went to Afghanistan in 2014. This is what's going to happen." Well, guess what? These people are still wearing the same clothes they were wearing 1,000 years ago. All right, this trip was purely for his reelection campaign.
800-510-8255. Larry in Live Oak, Florida. You agree with that?
I do agree with it. Ever since the inception of his presidency, everything has been politically motivated. And
the reality is most presidents, George Bush did the same thing with the troops, and I don't remember whether Clinton did or not. I think I remember being upset about all these presidents that have been using the troops as backdrops for their own political gains. I resent it, frankly. What about you?
I do, too. As a taxpaying citizen of this country and a former veteran, I just can't stand seeing our money going to waste and people using our resources flying around the world and around the country for their own gain.
All right, sir, thank you. Isn't it interesting that the same sort of thing goes on, and yet it's like age-old stuff here. And yet people aren't quite, it's amazing how it's tied to the person and or the personality. 800-510-8255. Eric's in California and thinks, okay, this is all right. Say okay, in fact. Eric, go ahead.
It's trick to say, first off, that I didn't vote for Obama. I voted for McCain, and the primary reason was because of the surge, and Obama initially didn't support it. But when it comes to foreign policy and his military decisions, I don't think people could ask much more from Obama. His speech, I thought, was excellent, and I think history is going to treat him well. What I really thought was good about it was basically he set out like this is the plan, this is what we set out to accomplish, and that we're in the process of accomplishing with the elimination of bin Laden, and now with trying to get Afghanistan to where they're at a point where they can stand on their own. I think we're doing what we can do. As far as criticism as to a lack of details, well, I don't think we should be given those details. They should just be doing whatever they can do to get it done. And there is a consensus, I think, now for everyone to want to get out. But we have to make sure that when we get out, we don't have to go back.
Yeah. excuse me. Pardon me while I clear my throat. All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Trying to present both sides of the issue, and I'll have my comments here and there, and you have the ability to comment as well at 800-510-TALK. And matter of fact, you're encouraged. Here's Don in Maryland with a sort of Middle East spin on this.
Gaddafi, Hussein, and Osama bin Laden, all of them should have been put on trial so the world could hear what they had to say. It was easy to assassinate Gaddafi. That bogus trial Hussein had and Osama bin Laden, I mean, we'll never know what these men really knew, that how America was in bed with them doing the dirt that they were doing. Then when WikiLeaks bring it out, they want to shut all that down. The American media is in the pocket of the government, so they won't talk. I mean, it's amazing how uninformed American people really are. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda just don't want to kill Americans for the sake of our lifestyle. That's a bogus and that's a bunch of lies. But the people who could really inform us of what our government has done to that part of the world with the oil and all the resources, they assassinate them or kill them. Once upon a time, they were all their strongmen in the bed with them. So we really don't know what's going on over there. Now, with President Barack Obama signing that treaty with Karzai, I am so sick and tired of these politicians taking my tax dollars, going where they want to go, do what they want to do for the benefit of the capitalistic system when the 99% don't get anything out of the deal, because nothing in that for us, nothing. But the Afghan people, that's their nation. If they really wanted to have a government like we think they wanted to, don't you think there'd be more killing of each other to get the people out of the way like we did in our American Revolution to form the government that we got here? I mean, it's so sickening and so tiresome.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, an overview, if you will, of the hot hits in talk radio, and you can follow a lot of this information at DougStephan.com in the countdown box. 17 minutes before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-648-49. That's 800-648-49. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-648-49. That's 800-648-49. American Bullion. 800-648-49.
I'm Lou D'Ambrosio, CEO of Sears Holdings, which includes Kmart. Kmart is a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. And start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Most kids resent a dad who's constantly pushing them.
Let's go.
But not Rick Hoyt.
We can do this.
For years, Rick has been pushed, pulled, and carried by his dad and he loves it.
Here they come.
That's because Rick, a wheelchair quadriplegic since birth, and his father, Dick, together have competed in over 65 marathons. So when you see Dick Hoyt pushing his son around, you're witnessing extraordinary devotion. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome to Domino's.
I'm here to pick up my order. The most bestest deal ever. The Monday through Wednesday, $7.99 carryout deal.
One large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99.
Jinx.
You're pretty serious about this deal.
I even named my kid Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal.
My name's Lauren, Dad.
Just until those legal documents clear.
The Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal. When you get a large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99, it's easy to get carried away. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Each dish may be extra. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
800-510-8255. It's 14 before the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Chris calling from Florida. Thoughts about government in general?
I'd just like to say I think Obama is focusing too much on foreign policy, and he needs to focus more on what the economic problems here in America, because this has not been a thing for the regular people. You know, we really don't know what's going on behind the scenes as American people. It all sounds good and everything, but our problem in America right now is creating jobs and trying to help us keep our houses. That's what he needs to be focusing on.
Not a bad idea. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Andrew, another Floridian on the line on the countdown. All right, Andrew, your turn to be the star.
Oh, good morning, sir. How are you, sir?
Well, and you, sir?
Oh, blessed.
So what's your attitude toward the president's trip to Afghanistan?
I just wanted to say, yeah, I admire the president, and I respect him, and I also like your show. I like conservative radio. I like how logical conservatives are. I think liberals can be a bit messy.
That's not, this program is not a conservative program. This program is about both sides of the issue. It may be construed that I am a little right of center with some of my points of view if I express them, but for the most part, the object here is to present both sides of an issue. So having said that, what's your side, if that's what it is, a side on this?
I really think it's important to be diplomatic like that. I worry a little bit about meddling in other countries' affairs. I'm not sure if you're familiar with, like, the history of Israel, but whenever Israel tried to mess with, like, Syria or Egypt, and they didn't rely on God, whenever that happened, they always ended up, you know, they get caught up in alliances, just like World War One, and then we wind up getting dragged into someone else's war.
Well, if you look at the history of the Middle East, the history of Africa, the history of Asia, the Brits, the Dutch, the French, to a lesser extent, the Germans have all in the last 400 to 500 years taken apart these areas of the world, the conquered the Spanish as well. The way the place is at, you can look at both not the Middle East so much as Africa and Asia, the way they were arbitrarily carved up. The African continent is a mess, especially across the Horn of Africa, because of the egotistical way people have taken these areas and chopped them up just using some linear equation that didn't speak to the tribal nature. And frankly, the Middle East the same. Iran, you can say that about Iraq, the tribal nature of people where there hasn't been progress. You can say that in a sense about America. America is tribal in a sense. So we are not doing a good job of understanding these areas. We got no business being there and haven't for a long time. Thank you, Andrew. Here's Sandy in Texas.
I wanted to say that I really am proud of President Obama, and I feel that he represents us very well, and we do need to be having a foreign policy. I mean, that's just the way it is, unfortunately. I'm glad that our troops are coming home. We've lost so many troops. I don't see many changes in Afghanistan, but I am proud of him. I don't like the fact that there's so much money going there. Hopefully, between now and 2014, that will change, and maybe we'll not give them all that money. But overall, I'm pretty proud. And you know what? There's a lot of people I've talked to. They've been impressed with President Obama, and they didn't vote for him, but they're going to vote for him this time.
I think you can find as many on the other side of that coin, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Most of you, a lot of people are upset about Obama using Bin Laden's death as a campaign issue. We'll take a few calls on that, too, in a few minutes.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Okay, so we have two things in the hopper at the moment. The Bin Laden campaign issue, death of Bin Laden, even though the Bin Laden death was tied more to Afghanistan because that's where he was and that's why we went in there. We're still in Afghanistan. Bin Laden's dead and he wasn't in Afghanistan for years before he was killed. So what the heck are we doing? Roger, you want to talk? We'll listen. Go ahead, sir. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, I just want to say that the Soviet Union, after 9 years, was smart enough to get out of there, but a little too late. They broke up in 1992. The Soviet Union, that was one of the contributing factors. Now, remember, the Soviet Union is in the same landmass as Afghanistan. There's Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, and all the stands, and they went into Afghanistan, but they were smart enough to get out of there. But it wasn't the only contributing factor to the breakup of the Soviet Union, but it was a contributing factor.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Here's Jeff in New Hampshire on Obama using Bin Laden as a campaign issue.
No, it shouldn't be, because I feel like this has spanned over three presidencies. We had one president that was chasing teenage interns instead of terrorists. The next president laid down the ground rules for Obama to capture this man. And the way I see it, he was watching it on the flat screen like a Super Bowl. We are not one iota safer regarding Libya. Wait till some of those 30,000 shoulder-fired missiles make their way into this country and shut down our airports.
800-510-8255. Nathan in Indiana on Bin Laden and Obama.
Oh, I think it's a legitimate issue as a campaign issue, but really this election is going to be about the future. You know, Biden suggested a bumper sticker, and it goes like this, Bin Laden dead, GM alive. I think we should add another line to that. but the economy is in a coma. We're more interested in waking out of this bad dream and moving on to our future of a great economy. That's what this election is going to be about. I don't think the bin Laden issue, even though it's legitimate, I don't think that's really going to sway voters.
800-510-8255. One more call on the president and bin Laden's death. Here's Lisa.
I think it is a legitimate campaign for today, actually for this week, because the simple reason, they have thousands of people, families, that lost loved ones that have to relive this every day when they walk in New York streets. So bin Laden is dead. If President Obama wouldn't have gotten bin Laden, they would have had something else to say. So he got him. Bush didn't. Oh, well.
800-510-8255. It's an oh, well to spending billions of dollars. I'd want to think that through again. Patrick in Arizona, back to Afghanistan. Go ahead, sir.
I applaud the president on the signing of the treaty. It's an investment. I understand the individuals who want to get out, but if you don't have something secure that's going to keep a, you know, keep a foot in the door, you know, to keep in good relations with the Afghans, I think it opens up more of Iran's involvement, just as Karzai met with Ahmadinejad last week. And so we need to keep a foothold to secure, you know, some relationship with them.
All right. 800, trade relationship perhaps. How about some oil? Here's Jeff in Virginia.
Corruption is rampant in Afghanistan. It doesn't take very much for a soldier in the Afghan army to go from one side to the other. And then, you know, tomorrow try to be back on the same side that he was on originally, which is our side. But what the president is doing is right on point. You know, we have to transition at some point, and transitions like this, this nature does not happen overnight. It's not an overnight process to go from, you know, fighting a hot war to just taking up a support role. That's not a light switch that you can just turn off and on. It's going to take time. You know, the good thing is we have a plan and we have a way ahead.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you can hear the diversity of conversation here, and it's healthy. We need more of it, and kind of the passion of the political side of it, even though it's annoying to have these sorts of things used politically, it also is something that you get the real true feeling. I mean, I think it's so obvious what Obama did by going to Afghanistan. It's kind of sickening. Talk Radio Countdown Show is produced by Michael Fortier, written by Ken Kessler. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.